Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Torrid and Mack Weldon. This is K-Town. I'm going to take you through some of the most creepy, chilling, and downright terrifying experiences you've ever heard. This is the X Podcast. Listener discretion is advised. All right, thank you for joining me tonight for another edition of the X Podcast. I am your host, K-Town. And before we get started with tonight's edition, I want to ask that you please travel to our Facebook page, give that a like for me, and please share it with other people. We're trying to get more people that may like the X Podcast listening to us, and I would appreciate that greatly. Also, if you have requests for something that you would like for me to cover a story about, please just email that to me, and I will do my best to get that back to you. I want you to know that I do appreciate all the support that I've been getting from people, not only in the United States, but in different parts of the world. Thank you for all your nice emails and your encouragement to keep going with this show. Thank you very much. I do realize that either you like it or you don't, and that's okay with me. But for those that love it, I thank you very much for listening and urging me to bring more shows out and being very encouraging and patient with me while I produce these shows. Now, if you haven't already, please check out my other podcast called Mysterious Radio. I do invite you to listen to that, and please subscribe and rate and review that if you haven't already. And also like the Facebook page for that one as well. That's Mysterious Radio. All right, let's get on with tonight's edition. They are the backbone of our entire society, teachers. We expect them to be calm at all times. We expect them to be reasonable at all times. We expect them to be sane at all times. But the truth is, teaching is one of the most stressful occupations, given unruly students, low wages, and endless disrespect. Such factors can take their toll on any individual. However, when the teacher is a bit odd to begin with, the enormous stress can compound into a disastrous outcome. The following will not only make you question the mental stabilities of today's educators, but also the incomprehensible lunacy of human beings in general. Here are a few of those stories. First up, we have a second grade teacher named Ron Tuitt. Ron Tuitt was 56 years old, and he taught second grade in the Paterson Public School District in New Jersey. He was placed on administrative leave in November 2010 after it came to light that he used the classroom as a restroom on numerous occasions. School officials learned that Mr. Tuitt had a habit of urinating in plastic bottles right in front of the children, and then afterward handing the bottles to the second graders and instructing them to take his waste to the boys' bathroom to discard it. Other reports claim that on several occasions, Mr. Tuitt relieved himself in the classroom trash cans. Following Tuitt being placed on administrative leave, he was also accused of sending inappropriate emails to parents, accusing them of telling. Further investigation revealed in court documents that Mr. Tuitt would ask the second graders to close their eyes while he relieved himself. Unfortunately for Mr. Tuitt, one of the students didn't listen and informed investigators what he had seen, even describing the color of the liquid inside the bottle Tuitt held to his pants. In the end, Mr. Tuitt's tenure was revoked and he was fired. Tuitt denied the majority of the allegations, admitting only to urinating in the trash can on one occasion. Next up, we have Mr. Yu. In Seoul, Korea, a 44-year-old teacher identified only as Mr. Yu, decided to teach his students a valuable life lesson. On May 11th, 2015, Mr. Yu took one of the hamsters to the front of the classroom and bit the animal to death before eating it in front of the entire class. The horrified children informed their parents of Mr. Yu's afternoon cuisine, causing the parents to file a complaint with the police. Mr. Yu was taken to the police station where he confessed and explained to authorities how he couldn't control the situation. According to Mr. Yu, the students constantly teased several other hamsters to death, and he was tired of watching the endless abuse. Although it's uncertain how any living creature can be teased to death, Mr. Yu believed that eating the hamster in front of the children would teach them not to bully. Mr. Yu was later released with a warning from the police and school officials. All right, now I have a beautiful friend that's on the curvy side, and she's always struggled to find cute clothes that fit her. Well, now she's discovered Torrid. Torrid is a fashion brand for women who wear sizes 10 to 30. They have everything from jeans, intimates, to cute dresses and tops. Torrid is truly focused on designs and style that will fit your body perfectly. But don't take my word for it. Here's my friend Joy. Joy, tell us what you like about Torrid.
I love Torrid because, you know, a lot of stores don't make clothes for plus-size women. When I first went to Torrid, I was like, oh, my gosh, finally a store that I can shop in and I don't look like I'm someone's grandmother. So I really like them because they have stylish clothes that are made for women that are plus-size so that we don't feel like we're left out with the fashion, because I like fashion. So I'm glad that I can go to a store like Torrid and be able to get clothes that are fashionable, and they fit my body so well. So that's what I really like.
All right. Thank you for that, Joy. I want you to experience Torrid for yourself and find out what makes Torrid first at fit. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to Torrid.com and use the promo code KTOWN15 for $15 off every $50 you spend. That means that you can get up to $150 off a $500 order. That's Torrid.com and use the promo code KTOWN15 for $15 off every $50 you spend. That is Torrid.com and use the promo code KTOWN15. All right, let's talk about Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. As soon as you put on anything from Mack Weldon, you're going to be in heaven. That's because everything they have is made from premium fabric. Mack Weldon cares about smart design, and there's going to be no doubt that they care about your comfort. I jumped right on the website and ordered my son some of those crazy soft premium fabric boxers. They have the signature no-roll waistband that he needs, and they have the mesh zones to keep him cool. The underwear, along with the shirts, are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor. And while I was on the easy-to-use website, I also ordered him t-shirts made from their soft premium fabric. And I'm not worried whether or not I'm going to like it. That's because Mack Weldon has a guaranteed where I have absolutely nothing to lose. That's because if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it and they will still refund you your money. No questions asked. Now I want you to try it. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and use the promo code KTOWN at checkout. They have underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and more than you will ever wear. I want you to go to MackWeldon.com and use the promo code KTOWN for 20% off. That's MackWeldon.com and use the promo code KTOWN right now for 20% off your first order. Remember that by supporting Mack Weldon, you are supporting the X Podcast. Next up, we have John Edward Hansen. In 2014, John Edward Hansen, a high school Spanish teacher at Southington High School in Connecticut, showed up to class absolutely intoxicated. The teacher's inebriated state was obvious to the students, and their suspicions were confirmed when Mr. Hansen soiled himself in front of the class. Mr. Hansen became infuriated when he noticed one student filming his shenanigans, and Hansen responded by physically pinning the student against the wall. After the confrontation, an unidentified individual removed Mr. Hansen from the class in handcuffs. The police were never notified, and a note was sent to the parents claiming a personal issue had occurred and details could not be discussed regarding the situation. Parents complained that the letter was not detailed enough and accused school officials of trying to cover up the incident. Karen Smith, the school's assistant superintendent, refused to confirm any information regarding the incident, simply stating that it was being investigated. Upon countless witness reports from students in the class and parents demanding answers, Hansen was eventually arrested for disorderly conduct and resigned from Southington High School the following week. Shortly before noon one day in March 2014, police spotted a pickup truck driving erratically in York, Pennsylvania. The truck came to a stop at the entrance of Alexander Good School, upon which the driver of the vehicle exited and ran inside the building. The driver, 33-year-old Brian Gosnell, an elementary teacher at the school, was immediately apprehended and questioned. Investigators paid close attention to the track marks on Gosnell's arms and his bloodshot eyes, constricted pupils, and high energy level. Eventually, Gosnell confessed to smoking marijuana and cocaine in addition to shooting up in the classroom bathroom earlier in the day. Mr. Gosnell went on to confess that he was returning home after shooting up once more, changing his story that he simply went home for a slice of pizza. Mr. Gosnell claimed that he needed a boost of energy and that the drug he was injecting helped him wean off his heroin addiction. Criminal charges were later filed against the elementary teacher for smoking crack cocaine and marijuana on school grounds. Next, we have classroom castration. In October 1991, Dick Perkey, a 41-year-old agriculture science teacher in Harmony, Texas, informed a 16-year-old special education student about a technique he learned in college, how to castrate a pig with his teeth. Following Perky's bizarre and informative step-by-step procedure, the student, who has not been identified, did just that and orally castrated a pig during class while Perky watched on. After the student was done biting down and the pig was missing his appendage, Perky took pictures of the animal, both before and after. After word spread as to what had occurred in the classroom, Perky was suspended without pay. The incident was brought to the attention of the Harmony School Board, which had a hearing to discuss Perky's future as an educator. Dr. Robert Wilson, a veterinarian, testified that the student who performed the castration risked exposing himself to such diseases as anthrax. After a 3.5-hour meeting, the school board voted 7-0 to fire Mr. Perky from the Harmony School District. Let's pray that they also revoked his license. Next, we have classroom torture. Daniel Herbert, an agricultural science teacher at Stevenson County High School in Georgia, provided another good example why animal cruelty laws are needed. Because of what he did to two cats in 2014, Mr. Herbert decided to castrate them in front of his entire class. According to witness testimony, Mr. Herbert asked some of his students to hold the cats down while he performed the agonizing and disgusting castrations. During the torture, one of the cats fought back and ended up biting a student on the hand. Later reports revealed that neither of the cats were vaccinated for rabies, calling into question the safety of the student who was bit. Mr. Herbert insisted that the cats were in no pain, given that he had provided over-the-counter pain medication prior to the castrations. However, according to Dr. Jeff Schell, a veterinarian at Butler Creek Animal Hospital, the cats were without a doubt in pain. Mr. Herbert was suspended for 1 week and agreed to resign at the end of the school year. However, he retracted his statement and withdrew his resignation the following week. Following his refusal to resign, numerous animal rights groups petitioned to have Mr. Herbert fired from the district. The case is ongoing. Next up, we have Gary Kosowski. In December 1991, 44-year-old Gary Kosowski hand-delivered holiday canisters full of candy to fellow teachers and staff at school. Although Mr. Kosowski was a high school teacher at Ravenna High School in Coeymans, New York, educated judgment was clearly not one of his strong suits. Three of his co-workers eventually became extremely ill after consuming this supposed generous holiday gift. Police became suspicious, and upon further investigation, an analysis of the candy determined that Mr. Kosowski had laced approximately 50 pieces, specifically Hershey Kisses and the jelly candies, with a chloride poison. No one was seriously harmed, even though a small amount of the chloride used can prove extremely fatal. No motive was ever determined, and Mr. Kosowski was arrested and charged with 3 counts. Of reckless endangerment and assault, all felonies. Kosowski was convicted and sent to prison after pleading guilty to a lesser crime. Interestingly enough, 22 years later, in 2013, Kosowski's wife, Christina Kosowski, disappeared. Next, we have a case of complete mental breakdown. This one involves a teacher, but it did not occur in class. But I had to mention it. A 59-year-old science teacher at Phoenix Collegiate Academy in England was arguing with his estranged wife while trying to rekindle their marriage. Unfortunately, the 24-year-old marriage was not meant to be, and in a fit of rage, Mr. Gouge bit his wife's nose completely off. Afterward, Mr. Gouge panicked and drove away, fleeing the bloody scene. Mr. Gouge's defense attorney, John Rose, stated that the science teacher had suffered a breakdown due to the pressures of his marriage and problems at school. Mr. Gouge, however, tried to persuade his wife to state that the family dog had carried out the attack, but to no avail, and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. That's it for this edition. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. This is K-Town, and I'll see you next time on the X Podcast.